you identify that the person is born again. And as you are here, compare yourself to your friends in 50 years, in 60 years. You realize that even if they are richer than you, they will be envious of you. I have a lot of people who wish they were like me. Not because of anything, but the simple reason, I'm a happy person. Some people say they are not happy. They are not satisfied in life. They are not okay. Their life is full. If you are here and you think your life has an issue, it is because you have not given attention to the word of God. When you begin to give attention to the word of God, you realize that there are no issues in this life. For instance, there is somebody who is going to commit suicide tomorrow and die. Do you know his reason? His reason is because he doesn't have Range Rover. You don't have a bicycle, but you're happy. There are people who are suffering right now, and they are dying every day for the simple reason that they don't have certain things. The very things that they don't have, you don't have them, but you are not killing yourself. Do you know some people, somebody came to Legon and committed suicide. Do you know his point? Because he was not given medical school. Now, your system has changed. When I was in the university, you have to get a GPA of 4.0 in your first year. Then when you get, actually the pass mark was supposed to be 3.75. If you have 3.75, it means you have qualified and you have to go for interview to become a medical doctor. Now, when you go for the interview, then if you pass the interview, then you are accepted as a medical student and you are going to be in the medical school for 6 years. But now they have changed it. At that time, somebody had 4.0. 4.0 means that he had A throughout all his paper. He didn't even get B. And he went for the interview. They didn't give him medical school. And he went to commit suicide. So it became a term that medical or suicide. Medical or suicide means either I get to medical school or I commit suicide. Now, some of his colleagues didn't get medical school. Why didn't they commit suicide? Problems are problems based on how we relate to them. Problems are problems based on who you are. There are people who are broken heart as they are seated here. They are not crying. Others who have broken heart, they are crying. What's the reason? It's not because they didn't love their partner. It was because of the simple reason that they are who they are. If you think in a certain way, it can make you even die before your time. And most people, the last time, like I was saying, are even mad, but they don't even know. If you don't have the right mindset to life, you can suffer all your life for nothing. I went to a place, it's a rehabilitation center, and they had brought a man there. The man is a very successful man, stayed in France, so and so. And when we got there, his problem was that people don't like him. He was so bitter and angry that nobody likes him. You see, there are people that nobody likes. They are not bitter. That is why when you study, one of the things you realize that there are so many people who are mad, but they don't even know. I'm trying to let you know that the way you are can affect how you respond to things. And how you respond to things determine how much things will be affecting you. So that because you don't have something, it can make you depressed. But somebody doesn't have that thing, the person is not depressed. Why? For instance, I just mentioned somebody has gotten at Chimota school with aggregate 30-something or 20-something. The simple question is, somebody too has gotten aggregate 7 and has no school. Now, imagine the one that had aggregate 7 has no school is depressed. What he doesn't also know is that somebody too has never been to school at all and is not worried. It's all about the heart you have. So as you give attention to the word of God, it begins to affect your mind. It begins to affect your heart. It begins to program you in a certain way. For instance, when my father died, they put him in bed. All my siblings were crying, and I was standing there not crying. I am my father's favorite child. Of course, it was obvious. I used to sleep with him on the same bed till he died. What my father did for me, I can't mention all of them, but he never did anything like that for any of his children. So why is it I was not crying? I was not crying because of the mindset I have that crying will not bring out the dead. A lady died in this church. How old was she? 26 or 25? 25, 26. Very beautiful lady. When we went for the funeral, a lot of us were crying. I didn't cry. Not because I didn't love her. But I realized that a man out of worries cannot add a cubit to his height. Right now, as I'm standing here, if I get a call that any of my relatives is dead, I will not cry. Not because they know I love them more than they love me. Because I pray for them, but they don't pray for me. So, Pastor Winfrey, what are you saying? Then you don't love them. No. I have been affected by the good word of God. Your worry is simply because you have not been affected. Somebody says that when his father gave birth to him or her, his father didn't take care of him, so he's always depressed. There are people here who have never seen their father before, and they're always excited. There's no problem. The problem is you, the heart you have. So as you give attention to the word of God, the Bible is not a book. When I came, I was putting down some things together that if I have time, I'll talk about how we got our Bible. Because there are people who think that the Bible is a white man's book. He has come to deceive us. Oh, Jesus Christ. When will men be okay? How did they deceive us with the Bible? In case you don't know. So, it's the white people when they were coming to colonize Africa. I have heard this preached by even educated people, like professors. For instance, there's a professor of sociology in the Department of Sociology who said Ghana's problem is because of churches. And one of the stupid things, former NDC chairman also said that it's stupid to speak in tongues. It's called Dr. Something Something. I'm just giving clues. When somebody says that the white man came to colonize Africa with the Bible, the person has never been to school. He's so foolish. He can't even think. Because colonization had nothing to do with missionary work. Colonization was by the white politicians, the governments. Missionary organizations brought churches. It was not the colonial people. When you read Captain George McLean, when you read Commander Hill, did you hear they were planting churches or reading Bible? When they signed the bond of 1844, was there a mention of Bible? Was it not Commander Hill and the Fanti chiefs? Who was Commander Hill? Not the British colonial governor in Ghana. Was he a missionary? No. It was the signing of the bond of 1844 that Ghana was colonized. That was the formal statement that Ghanaians gave a portion of their land to the white people for the white people to protect them against the Ashantis. It was called the British Protectorate. Ashantis fought every group of people in Ghana, and they were afraid of them. So for the British people to protect them from the Ashantis, they gave them lands. And then when they gave them lands, Britain supposed to use their ammunition and things to protect them, the coastal states. That's colonization and how it started. Ashantis were the last to be colonized in Ghana after the Yasantua War of 1906 or 7. The Sagranti War or the Seganet-Worsley War. And
Wow.
There was no mention of churches when the white people were destroying Ghana. In fact, they were not destroying Ghana. They did better than what the politicians of today have done. Rather, when the politicians brought colonization, the missionaries in Europe saw open door that now we can also enter these countries because our brothers are going there with the colonization. Some colonization was just merchandise. They came to do business, to sell things to us and take our gold. And we told them that take portion of our land, the British land pool system, and so many things. I think you have studied colonization and social studies. Yeah. Then the Christians came because now they have identified that there are even countries somewhere that we didn't know. So they decided to come. When the missionaries came, do you know what they did? They came to establish schools. They didn't, no politician established a school. Infansipim School is a missionary school. Adisade College is a missionary school. If you have been to Achimota School, there is a dormitory called Slezer. Mary Slezer was a missionary. The missionaries established schools to use the schools to educate people to read and write so that they can read the Bible. Mm. And they call them experimental schools. Using schools to experiment. Wow. And now they are saying that they use the Bible to deceive us. Then they use Achimota to deceive us. They use Infasipim to deceive us. They use Adisada to deceive us. The missionaries who went to establish even Infasipim school, some of them also went to Kumasi and established Prempe College. Because Asante said they don't want anything to do with the white people. That's why they were the last to be educated. When you see an Asante speaking bad English, it's an attestation. And I'm not Asante, so I'm not anybody. I'm just telling you, they were the last to be educated. Because they didn't want to have any. They killed Ramsia, who was a British missionary. Presbyterian missionary. And they used his bell that he was using to invite people to go to church. They used it to invite people to go to war. They chopped off his head. Ramsia, he's a white man. The Asantes cut off his head for bringing Christianity there. When you go to Kumasi Adum, you see Ramsia Presby. That was the place he was killed. The Abrofu never had anything to do, the missionaries never had anything to do with politics. The only thing they had was missionary work. When you go to East Ridge, Kapimampo and the rest on the mountain, the Kwaupli, you see them, where the this school is, Peters, what's the name of that road? Garden, and you see their tombs there, white missionaries who came to die so that you can hear about Jesus Christ. They never did business. But you see, when somebody is biased, idiosyncratic and a priori in assumptions, they begin to blame the plight of the African on churches. But it's a revelation that when you don't know God, you are so foolish. That educated person who is a professor can be saying such a foolish thing. Because it's basic history. Mention one missionary that came to do business in Ghana. Mention one missionary that established. Do you know NCBWA? Oh. Wow. National Congress of British West Africa. It was a system. It's a sans message, you know. Yeah. It has nothing to do with. The Bible has nothing. In fact, most of the people who said the white man came to deceive Africa with the gospel, they are so foolish that they don't know history. Because when you talk about white, there are different races. The typical whites are Europeans, Scandinavians. They are whites. Adolf Hitler calls his group of people the Aryans. Somebody from China is not a white man. Somebody from India is not a white man. Asians are not white men. Even Israel, we can't call them white. The white men are the Japhethites. People who come out of the genes of Japheth, the son of Noah. Noah had 3 children. Out of these 3 children populated the whole human race. One of his sons was called Ham. They are called the Hamitic people when he studied history. Ham gave birth to Cush, the Cushites. The Cushites are Ethiopia. Ham gave birth to Mizrim. Mizrim is Egypt, North Africa. The Hamitic people are the Africans. The son of Ham. What do you call it? Noah. Ham gave birth to Canaan, which is modern day contentions, Palestine. Then he gave birth to Shem. The Shemites or the Semitic people are the Jews and the Asians, the Arabs. They proceed from Shem, S-H-E-M. Then there's Japheth. Japheth is Europe. Christianity started with the Semitic people or the Shemites. The Shemites are the modern day Israelites. Contextually speaking, Mesopotamia, all the places mentioned as part of Canaan, which is modern day Asia with the Arab world. Now, if the Semitic people were those who began Christianity, how can you call the white people? The white people were once Christianized. That is to say, they were also evangelized, just as we were evangelized. Wow. When you read Paul, Peter, James, they were not Europeans, they were Asians who took the gospel. Paul went to Rome. He was killed in Rome by Emperor Nero. If you have studied church history, you not even normal history, you know the persecution. You know Nero. So where do you, is Rome not Europe? Is Britain not Europe? So why are you blaming us? Gospel didn't come to Africa by America. America is a Latter-day Saint. It's a new, that's why they call them the New World. It was a place that was discovered by Christopher Columbus in his voyage. He discovered the land. And the land was occupied by a group of people called the Red Indians, which is also a race. They are the yellow people. Their skin is like yellow people. At what point did white man deceive Africa? And let me tell you the state of Africa before the white man came. And let's compare. You see, when people are biased, it reveals their ineptitude in understanding. Oh, you people are making me.
My goodness. Ineptitude.
Oh, yeah. That's the truth. Before the white man came, we were practicing something called trokosi, which is female genital mutilation. All of you will not be having orgasms. And you'll be banned from having pleasure by the tradition of your fathers. Your father will have to sleep with your wife to be to test that she is good for you. Test and see that the Lord is good. This time is test and see that the sister is good. I'm showing real Africa that they say we should be proud of. We live in caves. The guys believe that they came out of a hole. The scientists believe that they descended in a pan. Led by, these are historical documents. When you study the peopling of Ghana by Amenume, you will study how the various groups and states came to be in existence. But there are existing traditions that confirm and state how we came into existence. Nobody referred to a creator. There was no form of autocracy or writing. We could not write. Writing started in Egypt, but it has not gotten here until the colonial people came by the use of what is called the hieroglyphics. Using images to represent concepts. So when you say I, you just draw I see you. Then you write a C and you write, so I see you. So you have, that's how they were writing. Over here, they were practicing what is called burial for the dead. Because they believe in something which is called life after death. And their understanding of life after death is that when we die here, we go into another existence. So when a man dies, they bury all his wives to follow him to go and then serve him there.
Real Africa.
I'm showing you real Africa. And these things I'm talking about, it's not even far. Why is it that in Ghana, when a big chief dies, no children go out? Barbaric and anachronistic traditions of men. But the decency of the preaching of the gospel. Light has come to the place of darkness. That even still, they are forcing us that we should be chewing basin and be spitting on the streets. The problem of Africa is chieftaincy. I can prove it to you. I don't have time. The reason why Africa is struggling to develop is chieftaincy. Because it establishes an ambiguity in governance. I will explain it intellectually. I'm not using tradition. I will prove it to you that if we can abolish chieftaincy, Africa will develop. But the lands in Accra is not in the hands of Akufo-Addo. So he cannot tell where a Gata should be. It is the hands of the Ga chiefs. They sell lands. And that is maybe one of the reasons why same-sex would be delayed is the traditional people, which is also a good thing in a way. Because they marry safe, so they don't see why people should become gays. So that's the only advantage about it. If it's only the politicians, they will pass laws and bring it tomorrow. But they're afraid of the traditional rulers. They also have a say. The gospel is such a beautiful gospel. It is the gospel that has given women a place in life. Somebody came to this church 4 weeks ago and said he will not come here again because we allow ladies to come and stand here. But when the mother cook, he eats. Oh, it's such a decent gospel. I wish I had time. But briefly, my sermon for today. Psalm 92. I hope you are not bored. Let's be friends. Come, let's talk. Huh? I like talking to people who are interested. When there is no church, when you come, you will see me. You will see me. Lady Jabrantiano. I have said your tune, she says, yes, we are Miana. Also, I saw Bibi Yamamu, who says, yes, we are Miana. Verse 13. He said, those who are planted in the house, forgive me, I know I have not really explained so many things, but I've said some few things. When we have time, we can explain how colonization started, beginning with the Portuguese and the Danish, continuing till the British, and then also all the people. We talk about the partition of Africa, the partition of Berlin Conference. There was no missionary there. It was politicians that gathered and divided Africa among themselves, and they took portions of everyone. There is no colonization that you find a church. So don't blame churches for colonization. The white man didn't come to Africa with the Bible to call. They said that they brought the Bible in the left hand and then colonization in the right hand. What analogy is this? But Okano Radio, so I didn't say assembly Okano Radio. There are people who are on radio who have never been to secondary school. Yeah. And I can mention some of them, their names. There are people on radio who have never been to the university. Of course, some of them, I love them, but. And I respect Kwame Sefakai, but I don't know the university he attended. All of them, is when they become popular, then they apply to GIMPA. Then with that SS certificate and with that proper resource, they give them admission. I'm not insulting anybody. I'm telling the truth. And then IPS, UPSC, because that place is professional, so they mostly consider adults. You understand? But the real people who finish school and enter school, they are few. On radio and on TV. And those people, when they speak with a lot of circumspection. They are a bit discreet and exercise decorum. But they are Canadian. They sit on radio. And that's one of them. We were country news with Peace FM. And I'm like, me pony thing. Do see the dia so for at them. Me tieni sa na me sa brante wo suku sam wo form. Because some how can one tie as here. Also the bobby and sound or something like that. One kusku. Yeah, you sure. One sure dia obi the tradition be insult you. People are lying about so like when they say gays and people are born with genetic composition for gay. There's no gay gene. What's the name? When somebody, that gay gene, what's the name? I don't believe in evolution of species. I don't believe in global warming. I have sat down to study and I realized that global warming is a lie. But you see, because it is preached on CNN, preached by professors, isn't that professor who said they have come to colonize us with the Bible? I can mention all of them. Are you Dohu and Co? Kofi Awunu and Co? Amma Taedu and Co? I have read them. They are professors, but what they are saying, it has no historicity. Some of them are even professors of history. No missionary came to Africa with the purpose of establishing any government. Politicians brought colonization. Missionaries brought churches. That line should be defined. If there is no global warming, there is no basis for evolution. From here, go and do your research. It's entropy, not a scientific law. That says that there's a gradual degeneration of all things. It's a law, not a theory. Everything is being degenerated. It is only evolution that says everything is becoming better. So from animals, which is bad, into human beings, which is better. Evolution is against science. It's not scientific. But it's preached. We've written exams on it. It has made people professors. Yempa disunya. We are Christonina. Trust them si batakin kayo. We are Christonina unshia dia. And we are yembremui. And man fube deceive you. I say, most Christians who are on internet and insulting churches, the simple reason is that they are daft. How many of you have bought a book since you finished university? Are Bibles that are even secular? Sometimes you understand what they are saying. I have more than 6 books on evolution. Explained by science, explained by logic, empiricism, existentialism, epistemology. I've read all of them. They are all aspects of philosophy. That explain evolution. You realize that it doesn't even make sense. It is not a science. That's why it's called the theory of evolution. When he says it's a law, it means that it has proofs. When he says it's a theory, it means it has no proof. Human beings are evolving to become gays. Are we okay? Watch and go for pictures on Instagram, sir. Once you have pictures, I'm Yaman Award. Buy a book and read. I've never seen a black man reading in an aeroplane. It's an experiment. Anywhere I'm traveling with any of my friends or my pastors, I said, today too, we are about to do an experiment. And the experiment is to find out if the African will read in an aeroplane. So as we are all going to sit down, let's be observing. If you go to some of the aeroplanes that they show movies like Emirates and things, Africa, for your trans, you need a movie. You need a piece, not she has home. You hear movies. I brought a laptop, so. People come not to know, she had it. I don't know, my dad died. I said, I brought a woman, me deceive you. Much saying how they established their nations. Is it not true, Judeo-Christian principles that established Europe and America? You don't know history. In God we trust, is it Arabic? The foundation of America was established. They dug a pit over 90 feet just to inscribe on the ground, "In God we trust." As a monument and build a tower on it. These are secrets we can't share. But when you see the Tower of Peace, that Statue of Liberty. So some of them, you don't know what it is sitting on. They established America on Christianity. And then no more poor rade. 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 Nikwasa will be ninya cancer. And I can prove it to you why. Apart from sin. Yadebu anka be before kanka. One says, Yadebu anya here for yadie. Oh, who do you call to me? No, oh, oh, now, who call for, who turn a parking seat with TSS and you have it before you are because the typical African does not drink alcohol. We drink alcohol in its natural state by the palm wine. That was the only thing Africans were drinking until the white man came. Yet we have not said they have come to deceive us with alcohol. The white man had weed in his garden but never smoked that plant. It was used for medicinal purposes. We've never said that the white man has come to deceive us with we. They always hear can hear come say we shall see to we have been colonized. Now on an antuma na ofra na okofa akot anyone. Anya bro for machines here. Come say Africa where? Who told you this is Africa where? I can prove it to you. Africa where is made up of Baha. Yet the Baha near the Kwaha Sisi. Now yet the antuma twa mo na kikirin kim kim kikirin. No mo dey come. Yet the plants and na dey kata ya ho. Any the skin of animals, Africans, this anything that is refined is non-African. Mm. If it has undergone any process, whether physical, there is no Africa way. Don't be deceived. It's just it's a marketing strategy. Kufu introduced someone when he was a president, he called it African Way Friday. Just to sell GTP and things. What is Africa way? Have you seen a group of people in the world that are respected because of what they wear?
No.
The king of Swati went to United Nations Assembly naked. His buttocks was showing. Only a horn was holding his manhood because he's an African. Go and check on the internet. Otwon naked. All the presidents of the world have gathered. He is the president of his country. Obet Nasi. Obu naked. Where are you trying? This is Africa. This is Africa. When Asante Hini or Asante Hima, we are na yinu. This is Africa. No, be the sick cow one home. No, yeah, the sick cow and soon to me no road. Won't mean so electricity. Any can some of the electricity I bet that die. The Kaiser engineers who came to build Akoso Modam were whites. Akoso Modam was the last major project Kwame Nkrumah did. When he finished, Ghana's economy collapsed. By the time Nkrumah was leaving power, Ghana was bankrupt. But K. Egbedema. On his thought on a Ghanaian economy. He was Kwame Nkrumah's finance minister. That's why I don't believe in Nkrumahism. Nkrumah was an African. What does that mean? He upheld African values. Kwame Nkrumah jabu sumsumudi. Mintina min penas. Menya Nkrumah ni. Ubisa umye kwame. Menya Nkrumah. Menye Yesu. As in the message next song. I mean, church and someone when we say Bible ninya kosi broni na chere ye. Jew for no mu chere Bible no mu nyabrofo. Solomon said because of his dark skin, he was rejected by his brothers. Solomon was a black man in the book of Songs of Solomon. Okay, even David was saying ni hun ni inti no. David was a black man. And in case you don't know, Judaism was practiced by people of all nations. The Ethiopian eunuch who was evangelized by Philip came to Israel to worship, but he was from Ethiopia under Candace. You don't know history. People travel all over in the book of Acts when men received the Holy Spirit. Read that people were there. There were Libyans, there were Egyptians, there were people from Mesopotamia, people from all of these people were there. Because salvation was with the Jews. I thought there'd be a high but tongue of phobia. So a higher tabra for no so almost say yenfa came me and Monteria. So yet to come. Because a high beat almost they have gotten some knowledge that has brought a certain advancement. At first, the advancement was that men have to be reconciled unto God. And the Jews got it. They transferred to the white people. And the white people, they are brave. And now they call Asia for. Isn't Africans who are evangelizing the world today? The biggest thing happening in Christianity today is by Africans. The biggest church in the world is Redeemed is in Africa. The biggest the richest Christian minister of God, Adeboya, is an African. The biggest thing. That's the truth. I'm not for the young woman. I think I'm a somebody. Omuko shine. I'm a drube. I'm so mum pebi. But I'm not omuka so mum pen. Ne hiye because the air one inye. You kunku mini padu do. We were cannibals. Cannibalism was part of African barbarity. I can prove it to you. It's science. Eating of human flesh. Up to date is practiced in certain parts of Nigeria. People eat human flesh. In Kenya, there are traditions where people marry their own daughters. In Ghana here, there are traditions that when you marry a woman and you treat her well, they add her sister. And the Speaker of Parliament has become a benefactor of such barbaric tradition. That's why we practice. The decency of the gospel. Say, husband, love your wives. In Africa, men don't love women. It's the gospel that has brought almost equality. Hey, gospel, no. Some of the things we see, they are madness, but we don't know. When you see somebody sitting already, when he studied B.F. Skinner, he said, German psychology professor. He classified madness in several ways. He calls one behavioral. Madness associated with behavior. Neurobiological. I don't know most of this here believe it. As a human being, to do cause very few. Some of them is cognitive. Well, it means you know, baby. O catch and search. Pen am the man who else you. A dapum. It's a form of madness. Now, why didn't you study abnormal behavior? Yeah, yeah. Madness can be behavioral. Obu onu man ni bufua. He's a madman. Obetimi akuniba. In Tuko, they can even put that person in the hospital because of his temper. But don't for everyone. And I'm say, omu didi. When you go to visit a psychiatric hospital, it's not all of them who eat on the ground. I tell you, some of them omu dress the same, can't profess the same. But what about them? And today, they just what about them? Some of them is humanistic. Okay, this animal is a form of madness. Never be brave about them. Are you here with me? When the entire maybe bunk of food, maybe say parking kind, oh padishia, so pastor, maybe a man goes to enter a bra, so in the canal TV. Now, Umayama, parents have risen against their children that they shouldn't go to church. Why? Because you can already also. You can so pastor, but okay, also you should also remember that there are some pastors who are misbehaving. Time will fail me to talk about lecturers who are misbehaving. A whole documentary has been done on misbehaving lecturers. Nobody has stopped a student from going to school. Did you hear that announce video? Yeah. Was it about bishops? No. Why has your parents not said you should not come to Legon? Huh? Wow. It has nothing to do with what people are doing. It has everything to do with your soul that is under contention. The tent of Cush is under affliction. There's a raging war for your soul. If you don't take care, you become a male. You've just inject yourself with chemicals and turn into a hybridized progeny of the human race. Because of lies. I will do a teaching series on exposing the lies and deceptions. Me boni biya wanwa. Me peke bakwa. Niya ya pe proofs. Se asimo muken ni proof ni sen. For instance, when they say that the Bible was written by the white man, niya ya pe proofs. was Moses a white man? No. We can't tell. Except we must first establish who is a white. And when you go, search on your phone. Who is a white or the white race? Who are they? Just search. The white race, who are they? To give you the history of it. Modern definitions will inculcate Europe, America. But Americans are not white. No, they are not. The red Indians are the original indigenous of America. After the bubonic plague, they were driven in Spain and those places. Some of them decentralized and some went to Southern America into plantations. When you study on, maybe when I remember, I'll tell you. How we have light skin of those Indians in like Mercy, Kaka, also has some as Abrofo, Omunya Abrofo, Omuya, the race of the Indians. When you see Ronaldinho, Omuya, Omuya, the race of the Africans, the transatlantic slave trade, Omuya, says slaves, no more Tombikoho, Tomukoho, no, they went into plantation, sugarcane plantation, and all sort of farming work. And the moment, you know who blacks that was South America, no? Brazil, ni Argentina, Cuba, ni Peru, ni Sankofon. Cuba, there was Rokakra. And your blacks, na say South Mufrihano. And you don't go to go on. The group of them called the Quaramantine Negroes. They were made leaders over the slaves because of their, and they were believed to be from Ghana. Just Ghana for now, you call slaves. No, yes, Ghana for in the Mianzanti, they were the heads of the slaves. Killers, the two of the Falco. Pastor, the way I speak is like you are hating us, aunties. You don't know where my father comes from. So don't talk. I'm a very sincere person. I don't believe in being biased. I'm very truthful. Maybe I'm a way out in America. What do you say? Maybe I'm a co genesis here, so you're MP. No, Gina party, being as a party in Jesus Christ. As me mentor tiano. Oh yeah, yeah. Me me Jesus di. Me dini doba kroni di. Nyango po doba kron. Briefly, he said, "Those that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God." And asema yegbana. The message for today is simple. The Bible says that those that are planted in the house of God are those who flourish. The reason why a lot of people are not enjoying Christianity is because they are not planted. The reason why a lot of people are not bearing testimony of Christianity is because they are not planted. The scripture is clear. It said those who are planted, they are those who will flourish. I want to ask you a question. What will become the state of a plant that when it is planted on one soil, they remove it and go to plant another place. After 1 week, they remove it. What will become of that tree? Edia, udia nena. Next week, no abe tu. No asa ko dia na sa asifu froso. Ne sahe dia nebe heading. Ebewu. The trees that bear fruits are trees that are planted. So I'll give you three ways to be planted in the house of God. Number one, when you see, you are not a Christian yet until you work in the house of God. Moses said, "Let us go that we may serve our Lord." Going to church is going to serve. Pastor, is it possible that all of us can serve in the house of God? It's like saying, is it possible that all of us will eat every day? I've thought of it before. Is it possible for every human being to eat every day? And I say, yes, it happens. Every day, people eat. So, Pastor, what about people who don't get food to eat? What about people who throw food away? So, those who are throwing food away is the food of others they are throwing away. And I'm even quoting Muhammad, what's the name of that Dubai king, from his book. He basically believes that the world is Sheikh Muhammad bin Al-Maktoum. From his book, he describes the fact that the whole world is a scramble for the resources. Those who have more deprive others. And that's the same principle of Gaddafi. So we have to strive to get more, or else others are striving to get more, and that directly affects us to be poor. And that's true. If I give 10 CDs to everybody here, we all have 10 CDs. But if I go out and come in a week time, some of you will be owing. Because you can't take hunger. So you finish your own and go to somebody who can stay hungry for some time and sell you food or something to help you. So that he will use one CD of his 10 CDs to buy one CD worth of food and sell it to you for 3 CDs because you're hungry. That's what is happening to Africa. They take our gold and give us peanuts. They take our cocoa because we can't take hunger. The problem of Africa is that we are not disciplined. We should stop doing rules. When I judge a good government, when they say that we are coming to fix rules, we are coming to improve agriculture, when I hear that, I say, this is one of the failures that have come. Where will you get the money to fix the roads? Borrowing. It concludes the fact that you have come to make us poorer. That's how much I don't listen to those people. I listen to people who say something like, we have come to fix our educational system. I respect Akufo-Addo for his free SHS. It's the best thing I respect about him. You see, it has reduced the quality of education, but also given opportunity to everybody to also be educated in a way it helps. But they should also make sure that they are giving us quality education. That's the only thing I think I can say. Don't think that his free SHS is bad, because your father is an assemblyman, that's why. You have money. It's not everybody has money. Even free SHS, some people don't have money. Yeah. The free SHS, you think it's a joke? So I respect them. If me, I was a Akufo-Addo, what I would do is that I would change Ghana into A level and O level. Then I'll go to Britain and study America. How is the educational system? Let's do the same thing here. So when they finish, they will go to America. Are we not those who give the passports? Then we should give conditions to own a passport. In China, you don't just get up to own a passport. When Sweden started to practice democracy, until you have university education, you couldn't vote. Universal adult suffrage is one of the reasons why we can't develop. Because somebody who has no understanding about governance, who has one vote. Somebody who's paying tax and understands everything has one vote. It's not a sign of equality. But I don't know. You didn't mean carry him found. Because my point on that too is quite complex. So I believe it. And I believe that if somebody say that he is helping us to have a little pressure to do well, I think it's okay. Well, if we invest in education, we can invest in technology, which is the gold of the modern age. But we don't believe in education. That is why, as you are seated here, you are writing exams and you are copying from books. And they don't care. It's a failure of a system. When you go to University of California, A, to get an A, aggregate A, is 95%. And that makes sense. How can you get 70 and get A? What about the 20? The first class, they should make A 95. Answer what, yeah. And now who you square? As Percy was finished University of Ghana, what will you do with your life? He said, I don't know. The investing itself was to have given you a knowledge of what you want to become. Every course you do in the university has a commercial value, including linguistics. Me, right now, I'll just do research and be writing articles to newspapers. Very soon, I'll become a columnist. I wrote something in one of our devotion on emotional colonization. As I read the emotional colonization, I said, this one, Obi or radio station or kind of a friend, said, I should come and talk to them about relationship issues. You see? But what we are investing in, theoretical. What kind of education is that? It's a sucker education. So they don't believe it at all, at all. Today, my hate baby, I'm a free chieftaincy, a barber, governors. Remember, I see churches so. I'll prove it to you that if you are in a church that does not tell you what to do, it's not a good church. He said, the word of God is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness, for correction. What does it mean to instruct? How come you stay in a church that does not tell you what to do? The modern person frowns on being told what to do. Mm-hmm. But you should come to church for us to tell you that. Start working in church. Come and do this in church. But these are signs of a good church and a church that is not good. How come you have been in a church for 13 years? You have not read the Bible yet. Meanwhile, among the Jews, by the time you are 12, you have finished the book of Moses in memory. You have memorized everything by age 12. You have been in church for 13 years. You have not read Matthew before. What church are you in? Certainly not this one. Because if you are here by now, you would have finished the Bible. When I finished the decision to read, I realized that people were even stopping school to be reading the Bible more. So I stopped. Because there's time for everything. I don't think there's anybody sitting in front who has not finished reading the Bible. Why? This is church. This is not a funeral. This is church. Anytime they come, they say, this is church. Why do you tell that this place is church? This is how churches are supposed to be. For instance, they come and dance and the lady comes. This is church. They are telling that in church we should dance. So this is church. This is church. This is how churches are supposed to be. Mm. How come that you cannot rejoice in the house of God? Mm. How come you have joy elsewhere? David said a day in the church is far better than 1,000 years elsewhere. That include the club, the football stadium. How come you shout at mentor, but you cannot shout in church? Yeah. I can prove it to you. It's because of the church you attend. Okay. When they come to stand here, I can tell those who have not been here for long. They are like Egyptian mummies. Yeah. Do you know mummification of the dead? Yeah. Say hallelujah. Amen. You are too cold. You are too cold. It's a sign you have not been in a good church. Where have you been? That you laugh everywhere except church. Mm. Nothing in the house of God excites you. It's a sign you have not been planted. A plant generates its essential nutrients from the ground it's established. That is to say, if you are happy, if other things make you happy except church, you are not planted. Because the tree generates its nutrients from the ground it is planted. How can you sit behind Lewi and Jacob and you are laughing as if you are a fool? But when you stand in church, you cannot smile. It means your real source of joy is not in God. The Bible said the joy of the Lord is our strength. You are no more gentle than the Holy Spirit. You are not in the Yebau room. I will know that you are not like that. It's because you are cold. You are frozen. Frozen. Some of you have become like meat. Frozen. Friend, I wonder why brothers propose to some sisters. I saw on Frederick's status, he said, a good Christian lady is the one that comes to church on Sunday and midweek Wednesday and prayer meetings. It is true. In fact, they are the proofs of a marriageable woman. Because it takes a lot of discipline to go to church. Take it from me. If you want to see a lady who bathes, look at her if she goes to church. Don't use makeup. I can prove to you that most of the makeup sisters don't bath. I am an evangelist. It is called iPod. I polish on death. Look. I don't know any hall in Legon that have not entered the rooms. Mm. One day, you people should be projecting pictures of our church on campus to them to see. Yeah. Look, when they sit at that, like right now, if I say that this is a problem among youth, I'm an authority because I handle youth. I know the issues they have brought to me, and we have some of them, their roommates don't bark, but when you see them on the streets, they soak their underwears in water 3 days. 3 days, and they've not washed. Look, look, I am not exaggerating. I'm telling you that it takes discipline for them to even wash. But they can't, because that discipline is not in them. The discipline that early in the morning, I slept late on Saturday, but I'm waking up to bath, to go to church when nobody is forcing me. No examination is on my head. It's a discipline that can become a measuring rod to determine who is a wife. Why do you struggle so much to go to church? It's because a certain discipline in your life is lacking. It's not because you don't even enjoy church. When you come, stand like that, I would have missed a lot if I had not come. Why were you struggling to come? That's why sometimes I preach long. I want you to build the discipline to be under the word of God for minutes, for hours. It's a discipline. Very soon you will not be sleeping when you start reading. Because you have learned to be awake for hours. But you go to church, they preach 15 minutes. And they call. I saw somebody advertising. The church is 1 hour, 1 hour, 1 hour, 4 in a Sunday. What will we do in 1 hour? When they say we should do church in 2 hours, we increase it to 5 hours. Some of you, it's not that we are stubborn. How come an uncircumcised Philistine giant determine how Israel should conduct itself? How can somebody who is not born again tell us how churches should be done? Simply put, ungodly, unborn again pastors sat down and made those laws. A professor of a Bible school insulted somebody in this church because the person said he wants to be a pastor. Is it not strange? A pastor of a professor of a Bible school, if somebody had not become a pastor, how would you have become a leader of the Bible school? There are the people who sit as Christian council and other things and tell the government what to do to churches. You go, they sprinkle candle on you. Susu, 15 minutes will be empyoko. Yes, susu. And no matter. Yes, susu. With all due respect, I respect Catholics a lot. I just, some for you. But it's not only them. The Christian Council even includes charismatics. Because there are different Christian councils. We have the Ghana Christian Council, Catholic Council, Orthodox Council, Charismatic Bishop Council. There are about 5 Baptist one. There are about 5, 6 or so Christian bodies. But see, in the midst of the years, they revive your works in the midst of the years. Sometimes they make it look like it is only grown-ups. It is only youth who have problem with godliness. But they have not read that David became an adulterer in his old age. They have not read to identify that Job was visited with distraction in his old age. And they did not even consider that Abraham loved the wife of his youth until in his old age, his wife pressured him to have a child with somebody. They have not realized that Solomon became idol worshiper in his old age. Sometimes it is when people grow that they forget the rock from which they were hung. They forget the God who brought them. When people marry, expect them to be preaching on marriage, but they don't. We have gotten our own. That's why in this church I talk about people marry. The next devotion, I'm waging war. And I realize in the last days, the Bible says that the Antichrist will not regard affection for women. Antichrist will not marry. And in the Paul's account in Timothy, he said that the priests who will come in the last days, they will forbid men to marry. And there are different ways to forbid them, to make the laws too difficult. If you don't have this, I went to preach in this guy's wedding. After I finished preaching, the pastor came to say that, how can you preach a message like this? Because I will say that you don't need a house and things, fridge and things to marry. Go and check. I'm sure when he was married, he didn't have anything. But he has forgotten that when he had this church, we have seen this guy when he married, he didn't have a place to stay. He was perching me in my house. So he came back to my house. The wife was staying with the mother. The wife went to the mother. 1 week, they got some small money. They went to look for a place to rent. That's how we marry in this church. That's how when you come, everybody is married. You have not checked it, eh? We don't need jobs to marry. Because the only thing we look at is that, do you depend on your parents? Yes, then you can marry. If you do not depend on anybody and you sleep on the street, marriage will not make it worse. But we have read that two is better than one. If they fall, one will lift the other one. If they lie down, they warm the other. Do you know why? Because the Bible says when the devil came to tempt Jesus Christ, he left him for an opportune time. The opportune time simply means time that is an advantage for the devil. If the devil is tempting you because you are single that you should fornicate, he's tempting you at an advantageous position. If you are poor and the devil is tempting you to steal, he is tempting you at an opportune time because you are poor. We have realized that this last day there is a war on sex and gender and things. Look, let's counter it. We don't need money to marry. We need a woman. We don't need money. You don't need a fridge. It's not an ice water business you are coming to do.
Fridge.
Yeah, so, Pastor, we need a two bedroom. In your rooms on campus, you are four. You have not complained. How come you can't stay in a single room with a man? What kind of pride is that? Because you have not been educated. I'm helping you to be planted in the house of God. So because of this, people cannot marry Christians because they must marry somebody who has money. Some of your desires are contradictory. For instance, I want to marry a rich man who have time for me and spend money, time. How can a rich man have time? A rich man cannot have time. You see that it's not money you need, it's a husband you need. Is it sex pass you need or it's a husband you need? Is it big buttocks you want or it's a woman you need? Pick one and go. I look at two things when you are coming to my. Number one, can I love the person? When the church days, they were struggling to appoint people. John Wesley had only 5 questions. If all the answers to the 5 questions are yes, he ordains you as a pastor. You don't need Bible school. Are you born again? Filled with this. 5 questions. That's how the Methodist church populates the world. They reach the whole world. When people say you have to spend 8 years in Bible school, he asks you, are you born again? Yes. Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? Do you have evidence of this? 5 questions. Obusha Wiaka, yes. I'll kneel down. I've ordained you a pastor. Go to Benin. Now, Methodist people do not practice the wisdom of Wesley who established the church. I'm not saying Bible school is bad, though. It's actually, most of the problems we have among pastors today is because they are not trained. I believe in it. But what I'm saying is that laws have become plenty that if you don't have a gown, you can't marry. We don't need a gown to marry. This church, I have over 10 gowns already in the church office. When you come, we ask you which one will fit you, wear it. If you wait, you finish it, that's all. How many men do you want to follow? He said 20. Every pastor, every leader in this church has black suit, blue black suit. So do you want black or blue black? He said, Pastor, I want blue black. Then I come and tell all of them, blue black, you are the one following this man. Then you see that the ladies who are ushers, they have different dresses. We ask her, what is your color? You say indigo. We said, please, wear your indigo. All the basic colors, we have dresses for them. People saw my wedding, and they said that your pastor is deceiving you. He has done expensive wedding. This my wedding ring is 5 cedis. This is the exact ring I wore on my wedding day. Because you don't know gold. If it was 20,000, would you have known it? We have been deceived. Sisters, wake up and stop being foolish. I want a Jamaica wedding. I want Dubai. Foolish girl. You don't even have a passport. I have realized that we are in March and no wedding has gone on in this place. This church, we marry every month, but March, because the sisters have forgotten the message of the apostle. They continue steadfastly in the apostles' teachings and in prayer, the breaking of bread. Why have you forgotten? All the pastors who followed me, they were 14. They all wore this suit. Anybody who see them, this is the suit they wore my wedding. My wedding, there was no refreshment. We didn't go for a restaurant. We came for wedding.
Yeah.
Lily, Alessa and Cody said they want to contribute and do refreshment. And I said, bring me the money. I have a better use for it. Ask them. There was no... People came and they left. Is it not a wedding you came?
You come to eat.
You see, but the African says wedding is eating. And you can say, ah, Pablo, now you need to say, I'm going to wedding. Me did you say, I'm going to wedding. I'm going to say, okay, book be needed the sebewie. Sebewie shas yes e wase. Entimi kofi be ye den. Den kra na nyakopo bo mi se. Me hu ohia kokko ni ohia fita. Awo ma setna imu. Go and read it. Mean I don't quote only from English books. I quote also from tree books. Kofi be ye den. O se otna sia no patu tutu. San se mi no otna sia no patu tutu pusan ho. He was bemoaning the state of the African. Chinua Achebe has a book. The title is The Problem of Africa. The Problem of Nigeria. It was by extension addressing the problem of Africa. He mentioned number one, leadership. That's the problem. Go and find out. The typical African has a problem. A comma de umama or who were there was in a break to me. Could it be? One part and thirty and coming to am. Somebody went to supervise exams and write exams at British Council. The white woman was speaking to some people and said, these are Africans. If you don't add food and refreshment, they will not come for the meeting. Pie. You see, they add pie. They are shocked. Quiet parliament, refreshment in Tipapa be one two muda. Not because of the meeting. Refreshment, I hear parliament now, you ready in internet. One casada. We hear mistake or Tana Konyaso. Hey, you ready in a jar of room. You might hear your home fast, what is it? And you did any ready. An MP who earns thousands of cedis in a month still has problem with food. That's who we are. Don't be an African. If you are here, you are a pan-Africanist. Take it from me. You have been deceived. I would have started from Du Bois, and come to Marcus Garvey, the Black Star Line. The mindset that established pan-Africanism. Now come and come and take Garvey, Black Star Line, also the Black Star Beach in Ghana. Marcus Garvey wanted to set himself as a president of Africa, and the capital city will be in Sierra Leone. Bringing all Africans, he bought a ship and called it the Black Star Line. And when I come and come, I pick the name Black Star Free, Marcus Garvey. Go and study on Garveyism and study the principles of Garvey. Garvey believed in violence. That's why Malcolm X supported him. The only person who did well was Martin Luther, who did not follow the principles of Garvey and X. That's the spirit that we are trying to deceive, to destroy. The violent attitude. Let's young fire agreement to form with you. Yes, son, your man. As I'm preaching like this, I'm helping to find a place in church. If you are not planted, Uber quite sorry 30 years. Uber did sorry for that because it takes drinking deep. Is it not the sweetness of the eating in the party? Or the sweetness of the party in the eating? Is it not like that? I've quoted it in the nice devotion.
Okay, wow.
Either you drink deep or you taste not. You are not planted. Today you are in Methodist. Tomorrow Assemblies of God. Tomorrow, how will you grow? You are like that plant that is being transplanted every day. It's a day that are planted. And you see, coming to a church doesn't make you planted. It's belonging to a church. That's why we have picked the decision to belong to a church. It's a decision you make. From today, there's a guy, where is he? Francis Abodre. He's not here. One day, this guy stays in this neighborhood. This neighborhood is a slum. The whole of this place is a slum. I came to church and I saw him lying here. And I said, Francis, why are you lying down? He got and said, Pastor, everything in my life is not going on well. Even what to eat sometimes is a problem. I've been married. My wife is not pregnant. Sometimes money to rent is a problem. When he said it, I laughed, sir. He got bored. I'm telling the issues I'm facing to the point I've come to church to lie down here. You are laughing. And I said, When you come to church, whatever they are doing, do the same thing. So he went to join SDA. This thing I'm saying, that's why I wanted him to be here, so that I'll call him to come and tell you. So this is a grown-up guy. He's not 20-something. He's very old. But he started picking speakers. Started fixing cables. Sometimes when we are preaching, somebody climb up to bring a microphone. He's one of them. Then, I spoke to the wife. The wife said she does here and dress this and they don't this and they've been eating but no pregnancy. This. Then in 2 weeks' time, we were doing our church building in Abekala Pass. They were doing the tiles. I called Emmanuel, that I want Francis. He said, Tyler, let Francis come and do it and give him money. When Francis said, went there, he said he will not take money. So Emmanuel called me, the pastor. Francis said he will not take money. I said, no, give him money. Because I came to meet him and I know the state he's in. He said he doesn't need money. But he has two people he is coming to the work with. Those people, they should pay the bar for him. He wants to do it free of charge to the church. When he did that, 2 weeks, his wife got pregnant. Wow. Hold on, shh, hold on, hold on. Last Wednesday, he came to church. He gave me 500 CDs, 100 CDs, 100 CDs, brand new. And he was begging me that he didn't prepare and everything. So I should take this for my birthday. This is Francis. And the people in the area have come to ask him that where he went, he should take them there also. And he said that, oh, but I mean, it's church. They said, no, it's not true. It's not church. It's Benin. And he has actually been to Benin before. But the money didn't come. He said, from that day, he told me this on Wednesday, up to today, there's no single week. Right now, he doesn't even have time to do some of the work. He said, as he was talking to me, it was around 11 p.m. He said, I'm on my way to Kumasi because I have a contract there. And I'm at the same time doing another contract in Ho. But I came just to just come and say hi to you and to wish you birthday. And I'm going to Kumasi to see the man. And afterwards, I have to go and finish the work in Ho. He said, your problem is that you're not committed to God, but you're asking God, why have you not done this? Why have you not done this? Why? Last week I preached, what does God expect from us? Oh, it's not this service. It was the second service. Yeah. You're not committed to God, but I want God to be committed to you. Is it fair? Is it fair? Be planted. Don't be joking. Or else, as you're walking on the street, you will marry one of the Gentiles. Because bears of the same feathers, they flock together. What Christian will meet you to marry you? So you see, as you are taking a decision like this, you don't know the concomitant effect, the corresponding effect. Like, as you are here, you are identifying a good man who has God in himself. You don't even know. As you are just jumping and jumping and jumping, you meet one of those people. And say, why is that people are treating women like this and the church should be talking about it? Is it the church that married her for him? So I wonder, why? Look at the things we have preached. Do people listen to us? The best people to talk about churches. Okay, right now, can I go and be talking about how they should do surgery? Now, the way they are doing surgery in Kolobo is not good. They should rather cut it this way, not cut it this way. Am I a surgeon? When a football coach does decisions, can I say, the coach, no, why? Because, how come that I am not qualified to talk about surgery because I'm not a surgeon? I'm not qualified to talk about architects because I'm not an architect. But everybody qualifies to talk about pastors, but they are not pastors. Pastor, church, you stop what you are saying. You say that the human being is such a difficult person. Somebody who has received help to the point that the church has even gotten a job for the person has stopped the church. Why? Because somebody in the church didn't greet her. There's a lady here. She came all the way, came to beg me, Pastor, this. He took money from me to go and rent. That was the last time I have seen her. But what you need is not money for rent. You need a wisdom of God to instruct your life. My So why are they blaming churches? Because they are not pastors. If you become a locust leader, but senior leader, for 1 week, you will start paying tithe. You will start paying tithe. See, one of these days, I'll make all of you be, one of my vision in life is that before I send a pastor, the pastor should be an usher to count money of the headquarters church. So that they will know how much the church has and how much the church gets. And so whatever we give to him, he will understand. When we are sitting here, we are all coming to give offering, you start counting. I think that, wow, this is 2,000 cedis. We have never gotten offerings up to 2,000 cedis in this church. Yeah. If you are surprised, ask, how much have you been giving? All the people here, if all of them give 1 cedi, it will not be up to 100 cedis. But they are not up to 100. So you will not even understand the spiritual power that drives churches. The miracles. One day somebody is in Komoto. Hey, Winfred, ride it there. Drive some nice car there with these pastors. Do you know how I'm driving a car? One day I prayed for a man. The man gave us $16,000. He has been to this church only once. So imagine he gave that money to me. And I used some to buy a car. When I was doing my birthday, people brought me gifts. Most of them are not in this church. Yesterday, somebody sent me 1,000 cedis. He's not in this church. Blessings come from impact. Impact. Pastors impact lives. And the people, they impact, bless them. So you might think that it's offering. So the church is there. The pastors, I have never been paid once in this church. I've pastored this church since 2013. I'm not on salary. I live better life than majority of the people here. How? When you see my shoe, do you think that it's 1 cedi? I am not paid. The people who are in charge of church money, some of them are not here. Some of them are. There's some seats here. All the people who sit behind me, they know who's in this church. That's they are, even if we are not there, sometimes they leave their seats there. Because they are supposed to sit behind me. I ask questions. Where is this? Where have they put this? For instance, I saw some people coming on the stage at the point. I said, tell them that they should stop these guys coming to the stage. Do this. So as I'm here, there's meetings going on. Sometimes I pick my phone and I send message to the back. The sound is bad. That's why they sit behind. They know what goes on in the church. They know how much money the church has. If the church is in debt, which we have never been, because we don't believe in borrowing. All of you never borrow in your life. We will never borrow in our entire life. It's better to wear slippers than to borrow to buy shoes. Because that's the wisdom that God has taught us. All the pastors who are deceiving people is because of borrowing. They go to borrow at Ecobank. And Ecobank is chasing them out of pressure. They come to put the pressure on the church people. That's why sometimes I preach and I even forget I've not taken offering. Because I'm not owing anybody. And when they give the offerings to, it doesn't come to me. So I don't have personal interest. That's how a church is supposed to be. Not that they don't pay me. No, no. A pastor is supposed to be paid. The reason why I'm not paid because I have told them if they can pay me 10,000 cedis a month, they should put me on salary. If they can't, they should stop. But I realized that last month, my tithe was 2,300 or so. And that's 20-something thousand. So if you give me 10,000 cedis, what will you do? If you give me 5,000, I gave 1,000 cedis to my wife yesterday and I said, this morning, if I don't give it to you, by the time I leave church, it's finished. She said she doesn't want. As if it was a joke. It was Terry. Where is Terry? I gave to Terry to give to somebody. He's JSS person who is going to school. He doesn't have money. I said, give it to them. Let them go and buy things for her. So if you give me 10,000 cedis, it doesn't do anything. I can survive without 10,000 cedis. That's why I'm not on salary. A pastor is supposed to be paid. And should be supposed to be paid well. The Atimota fan club, the leader, is paid. You assume alumni or students association with the office in your school, they pay the person. Why can't they pay pastors? He started insulting pastors. The things pastors do. They are crying and say, when you put your hand and you are feeding them, they bite your hand. Insult pastors anyhow. These pastors who have come, how many of them do you know? These pastors who have come, how many of them do you know? Is it not radio and TV that is speaking? Do you know the lecturers who have come? Do you know politicians who have come? Students like you. Do you know students like you who have come? 1997, UCF people were doing Jesus March, and somebody posted pictures of it. I was shocked. And I said, it's as if the modern student is in Sodom and Gomorrah. They're like, when you enter Lagos, it's as if you are in a it's a brothel, prostitutes. Everybody wears something like this. As Pentagon. At first, it was only Pentagon. Now all the new four halls, everybody. These are the students who have come. Why are you not complaining? The students, the pastors who have, do you know students who have come? In University of Ghana, Akwabine Fene Se Kwakwa. I'm a pony, the example. We are not going for her, JC Azikadeka. You must look up for Momo holding the results. These are the leaders who have come on campus. Have we complained? Akwabu was JCR leader in Legon Hall. He was called Ernest. I'll mention because I'm trying to tell fact. He went to rape a lady in his room. 2009 or 10. JCR president. Have you said you are leaving the university because of all of these things? Everybody is supposed to know the truth for himself. Pride. Usa, boxes cry or four pay. It's one no. Now four no Ukrainian rear. Aye, two. Pride. You feel too important. Shut up. You are too young. You are only 23 years. Also, in the church, chap only the amount. Chap only the energy amount. As you are talking, your mouth is smelling. Your mouth is smelling. But we can't say it. You are too full of yourself. Humble yourself. If you are not able to go, you beg him. Pastor, please, I beg you. Listen. Today, I'm supposed to write an exam. I've not studied anything. So please, next week I'll come. See, by your previous record, they will know the sincerity of your heart. And he said, no. I'm a prophet of God. Let's go to church. Last week, this lady came here. They gave them IE. What I preach was the answer to the IE. But they are both 81. A lady was also like that. She said, the pastor forced her. Look, if you have exam, still let's go to church. When she came, everything they said, it was about the Reformation, Department of Religion. And I was explaining how Martin Luther and all the 95 theses and the gate at Wittenberg and everything. That was how she got the A. She came to church as she was listening. One time to another one came to school. And as I was preaching, she had exams. And I said, you should start learning past questions. She said, when she went to the room, she said she will not study again. She has only 2 hours. So she's reading past questions. The first question she read was exactly all the questions. That's how it happened. We don't know. When you sacrifice to God, he meets you at your sacrifice. You want to serve God out of convenience. That's why you don't see the power of Christianity. When I finished university, I never even went there again. I said, I'm a missionary. I'm preaching for God. God will bless you. So God himself knows that what I have done, he has to pay me. I have rented. I have done everything without borrowing. I have never borrowed in my life. And I will never. Because I have read it from the Bible that the one that borrows, the one that gives him will rule over him. That's how when we borrow over the nations, the banks, they rule over us. The church is not supposed to borrow. It's against godly principles that we should borrow. Pastor, that if we don't borrow, you can't buy anything. Without borrowing, we are still surviving. Because Jesus said he will build his church and the gates of hell will not prevail. These are the tenets of faith we must build in our lives. Pastor, I'm a businessman. I need to borrow. Those who borrowed from men's gold and things, see what their lives have become. God will provide. God will do it. You don't have to borrow to buy a phone. Sister, give me this, your dress. Some people, they borrow and borrow people's dresses. It's wrong. It's wrong. Don't wear anybody's clothes. Only according to the chair is a different thing. But me, Gina, Mr. Adiabro.
Bible say se obi begiwa dia or the bar and gbm Jesus Christ in the kind or so we saw for what you cross half a best sa kan ho. We don't study the Bible nka yam obi be sira dia kan ka beka se masa Jesus afako. We are not practicing the real Christian. How come your sister doesn't have a shoe? She has come to borrow your shoe. You take it back. Tell them, this is my shoe. I don't give it out. If you need to buy shoes, raise funds, I'll help you. You are a Christian. You should not be doing those things. I'm not talking about spirits and the clothes. It's not in the spirit. I'm showing poverty. It's a typical African spirit, which is poverty. Hello? Be planted. He said, when you are planted, this is what will happen. Number one, you will flourish in the church. That is to say, when we are counting people who have cars in the church, you'll be part. When we are counting people in the church who have married, you'll be part. When we are talking about rich people in the church, you'll be part. Why? Because you are planted. You will flourish in the house of God. What again? He said, you will bear fruits in your old age. Old age is not for bearing fruits. That's why even at a certain point, a woman can't give birth. Why? Because she has entered old age. So when somebody is giving birth in old age, the person is going against nature. As you stay in the house of God, you see that you are not even aging. The proper anti-aging therapy is in sitting in church. Take it from me. That's why I will be young forever. Look at me very well. I will be young forever. I look younger now than I was 5 years ago. If you want, let them show the pictures. I am growing younger. Why? Because I have given attention to the word of God. I believe in the word of God. Some of you are here. I'm my anti-aging. These are one of my old age people. Don't I look like an old man here? You saw the one with the sakura hair. Somebody say, is that you? It's me. This one is 2013, Mimsha camp meeting. I was preaching in the camp. You see my watch? That's why you should be watching, not my face. The next one, is that you bear fruits in your old age. A proper Christian should be able to give birth at age 50, a woman. Take it from me, see? You are younger than your age, physically. But we don't believe in these things. We believe in anti-aging creams. He said, they shall be fresh. Fresh. Do you know Bishop Ajina? Sorry. Don't you say he looks young? Have you seen Bishop Dark? Can't you say he looks young? Have you seen? They are almost 60, 60, 60. Duncan Williams is going to 70. What time we go to 70? Fresh. That's how, is it, so we know, we say, behold the end of the righteous. We can see that this is how we will be. We meet a young man, 43 years, the senior tutu. Can't you see them on the streets? Why? Because they don't give attention to the word of God. If you give attention to the word of God, you'll be looking young. Because you'll be taught to laugh and to be happy. You are too young to be sad. I get shocked that people 19, 20, 25, they are so sad. Where have you been? Won't you give attention to the word of God and better your life? Pastor, I'm not happy. They want you to pity them. Why are you not happy? When you say you're not happy, nobody is the cause. Oh, so, yeah, Pastor, I know I'm the cause. And look at the answer, I'm crying. He said, you shall be fresh and flourishing. Flourishing, just a day be our baby, a baby. He said, if you look into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and do the work that is in it, he said, you will do well in all that you do. This book of the law shall not depart from your heart. You shall meditate upon it day and night and observe to do all that is written therein. Then your profiting will appear to all men. Why won't you give attention to something like this? A whole day, 24 hours have passed and you have not been able to open the Bible. What's wrong with you? The pastor said he's helping you. Now he has brought devotional guy. So that he, today we read something. What was the topic for today? In the midst of your years. Oh? Yeah. Today I've done devotion seven. Seven. All the quotes that you see. I'm the one who take them from the devotion and sends it there. I've done seven. Up to next week Sunday. So I've sent all of them. I'm going to send it to them. For them. They design it in advance. But every day I still read it. I'm the one who wrote it. Everything in it. Today, one of the verses was from Ecclesiastes 12:1. Remember your creator. So I wrote 12 things to remember about your creator for the next devotion. Remember your promises to your creator. Remember the word of God that he has sent to you. Remember the visions and dreams from God. It was 12 of them. 12 things to remember concerning your creator in your youth. As your age, you promised God when you were in Holy Child that you serve him if he gives you pass to Legon. You are in Legon, but you have forgotten your promises to God. Were you not the one that was praying on the school field? Huh? Your school is not even in Accra. And that's a proverb. Very bad school. But you pray to God, God, if you will help me to come to university, I will serve you all the days of my life. I said, remember your promises to your maker. It will be in the September edition of the devotion. As I read, I write notes. I write sermons. Why won't you read? What are you doing to yourself? Even scientists who have done it, they know that this is not healthy. You will not stop. You are becoming addicted to mobile phones. In China, people wear pampers to play video games. Go and study on internet game addiction. I watched a documentary on it. I was shocked. That people, when they take internet from them, they start shaking like this. They take them to rehab. But they're addicted to internet. I didn't even know. Gradually, the way you are going, you get there. Because you can't even stay away to your phone for 10 minutes. Every day, check how many times you touch your phone. It's always, if your phone cannot tell you how many times you touch, it's not a good phone. It's supposed to tell you. Some of you touch your phones 319 times in a day. What you check? What is it called, crap? Or screen time, something. Yeah, it's on my phone. I check every day. How many times have I touched this phone today? It will tell me. Sometimes 150. I say, hey! If that's all, anytime you hear my phone is off, I don't put my phone off, and my phone hardly goes off, even when I'm sleeping. So, but if you hear my phone is off, it means today I've touched it too much. I'm tired. I don't want the phone to control me. I put it down. Yeah, just checking status. Sometimes I even go to check the status and check how many status I've checked today. If it is more than 20, it's okay. 20 pictures. Your phone, when you go, there's some place you can find the status you have watched today in the hidden folders. There. Get time for things that are of value. And as I say, I didn't pan the NKBM. And so, Mufri, I'm sorry for them. I'm sorry for the Omeji Usika. Now, Usika said, now war. Amana. Amana is in Ewa. I say, I joy, Johnny, yes, it's a pen. But you give towards other things, you give to your girlfriends and boyfriends. Either cash or in kind. You give to. They give her and they even say that I would rather give to the poor than to give to church. You are falling to the plight of the curse upon Judas. So we are not supposed to pour this oil upon. Jesus said, the poor you always have. Pour it upon my feet. Are you saying that the poor is better than Jesus? Have you seen that giving to the poor has evangelized them? Actually, what the poor needs, the Bible says, He has come to preach the gospel to the poor. It is the gospel we preach to the poor. And we do good to the poor among us. I've given over 20 shoes this year only. I've given over 30 something dresses, over 20 suits this year. I've given over 30 shares. I brought them in two bags, big bags, in my car. Because I know there are people among us who have needs. I don't think there's anybody here who has given to people than me in this church this year. I've given over 15,000 to people. It's not that we don't give to the poor. There's nobody in this church who pays tithes than me. Go and bring the tithe records book. Nobody in this church pays tithe more than me. I know. Bring the person and let's check the records. We know what we have believed. It is working for us mightily. If you meet me in a big restaurant and I'm eating good, don't be jealous. The Nigerian will say, the blessings they over me. A baobabu. Mene. Mene obawobie. Chesene yebedaha.